We feel really good. I mean, when you prepare, you think you know your opponent. You hope you got a good understanding for what they do. You feel pretty confident. Yeah, I mean, honestly, we really just watched a little bit of tape when they were under camera. We've watched most of our tape under Caldwell. So, you know, we really just got a good feel for what Caldwell's wanting to do, how they're trying to play a lot of the games that they played in the playoffs, what their tendencies are with him and things like that. You know, I think, you know, I'm not a big, huge rah-rah guy, talker guy. I think, you know, there's not a lot to be said to him. He comes in, you work hard, he's right there working hard with you, and he's done everything that's needed to be done as far as workouts, preparation, studying, knowing your opponent. I mean, he's a really football-savvy guy. He knows his opponent inside and out. He knows how he wants to attack his opponent going into the game. You know, he's not just a go out there and wing it type of guy. He knows the formations, what they like to do out of those formations and all those types of things.
What type of impact has Randy Moss had the younger guys in the locker room and just the team?
You know, Randy's came in. He's just been a great influence for guys, especially younger guys in that receiver room. You know, just see how he works. I mean, you get there in the morning, he's already out on the field running. And he swims all the time and lifting weights and how he prepares, how he eats, and you know, how you stay in the league this long at that position. And I think it's just been cool to see how he goes about his business. Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to have him back. I mean, he's been nothing but great for us, and you know, we love to have him back. You know, Vic is just a he puts you in the right situations, and the way he breaks down stuff, how we're going to attack people, it's not just the same way every time. It's how we're going to attack this opponent, how we're going to attack this one. And he's probably one of the most knowledgeable football coaches I've ever been around. Right. I mean, he just, you know, his understanding of the passing game, especially how he's going to control that secondary, how he's not going to give them tells, how he's not going to give them early looks. Some of the stuff, I'm not going to get into detail, that he tells us what to look for to get a tip, get a key, especially on quarterbacks. The way the center is with the ball is just stuff, a lot of stuff I hadn't heard before. And, you know, he's just all over all those little details. I've never been catfished, no.
What happened if someone tried to catfish you?
I'm not on Facebook or Twitter or any of that stuff, so I think it'd be pretty hard to get to me to catfish me. Maybe they have to write me a letter or something.
When was the last time you asked a girl out face-to-face and not on a text?
Well, I've been with my girl a while now, so it's been a long time. Yeah, I mean, what they do is they run the ball effectively, and they run their same the run formation. They run that counter play, and then they'll come back and run counter protection, and then they're throwing it deep. So they got you playing run, expecting run. All of a sudden, he's pulling the ball back and throwing deep. So I think the main key is get him in third and longs. Make him have to break the formation out. You know, have him in shotgun, and have them try to 5-0 it a little bit, 5-man protection instead of 6-7-man protections, and that's going to come from stopping the run, stopping them early, and trying to make them predictable. Now, that's going to be hard to do. It's going to be hard to stop that running game that they have really effectively, so that's going to be our biggest thing to do.
Hey, Justin, I'm sure this is the highlight of your week, sitting here, but other than that,
you know, I think just being down here and being with these group of guys, you know, being in a Super Bowl and hopefully winning the Super Bowl, you know, that kind of cements that team in your mind. You're going to remember these guys for the rest of your life, remember these moments, being down here, playing in the game, and, you know, just got to come out and win it now.
You guys aren't all about New Orleans.
No, I think the thing is, you know, a lot of people have been to New Orleans before, great town, great city, but, you know, we'll celebrate when this thing's over.
Have you got out at all just to have dinner?
Or? Yeah, we went out and ate at a place. It was really good, and, you know, that's probably about it for me the rest of the week, and work on our preparation and be ready to go. Yeah, we pretty much, they got everything there for us at the hotel, and, you know, my normal week back home would be just go to work, come home, so that's pretty much what I'm doing here.
What do? You do a lot of, do you study playbooks?
Yeah, we watch a lot of film, and, I mean, our day, you know, we start pretty early, and I think we get back to the hotel like at 5:30, 6 o'clock, so, you know, catch a dinner, maybe get in the pool, loosen up a little bit, and then call it a day. Yeah, we have a curfew starting tomorrow, I think. Today, yeah. I'm not sure what it is yet. I'm not worried about it. Well, I think especially being, you know, where they were in the 80s and 90s, you know, I definitely grew up watching them. I was in the middle of Missouri, and I knew you know, probably half their roster growing up. So getting a chance to play for this team is awesome. And if we were able to add to that legacy and be tied in with those group of guys, that would make it even that much better, you know.
Well, Justin, some teams, in a situation where if they had a guy like Colin Kaepernick, they might, after a while, the guys get tired of talking about it.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, Colin's a hard-working guy. I mean, since day one he showed up, he's just worked, busted his ass day in, day out. He got his opportunity, and, you know, he ran with it. And that's what pro sports are about is, you know, one guy's bad moment is another guy's defining moment. And, you know, it's tough to do that. It's tough to seize those moments like that. And he did against a really good opponent, and he's kept it going. And he's done a tremendous job.
And the fact that he's in there in the weight room and all that stuff is...
I mean, it's just a guy that works hard. I mean, just talented guys are one thing, but a guy that comes in and works his ass off every day, he's always running, lifting, studying, throwing the ball after practice, getting with receivers, throwing to them. It's just that's refreshing to see a guy whose hard work pays off. Oh, I know he's ready. This isn't, you know, he's not worried about this. He's not worried about all the other stuff that could come from it. You know, talking to him here and there, he's focused on winning, and that's what he's here about.
So we had no fun at all this
week. Pretty, I mean, we want to win. You got the rest of your life to celebrate it, and you know, if you don't win it, that'd be the worst thing I could imagine, coming down here and not winning the thing. You know, getting this far. Losing the NFC championship game last year was tough. You know how hard it is just to get to that game. So, you know, we're trying not to take this thing for granted.
Dumb question, but do you guys have roommates, or you guys have everybody
has a separate room? I think for sure all the older guys have their own room, but I think some of the younger guys may. Sure. Right. You know, I think every team has had things go their way to get to this point, and I think we're no different. So it's two really quality teams, physical teams, pretty much designed almost the same way type of teams that's going to be playing. So it's just a matter of who comes out, who executes, and who does the best at it. And That's what it's always going to boil down to. That's what's going to come down to on Sunday. Oh yeah, we've seen them. You know, it's always what it boils down to. It's fundamentals. It's how you attack the ball carrier from inside out. You know, make sure you swarm the tackler. Don't follow your own man. And you know, that's what happened. And I think a lot of times it was late in the game. Guys were tired too. That's part of it. And it's just those fundamentals that you work on every day that create make those don't happen.